Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Tishi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam, Sichos Tumas Meres, the laws of Tuma, of the that emanates from a dead person, in the Sefer Torah, in the Book of Purity. We, in this Perek, we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing that of graves, specifically that of Tevusa, which we'll explain, and the Shchuna, and the neighborhood of graves, and the Halacha of doubts as they apply to these Halachas. As Rambam gives Halacha Alf regarding this concept of Tevusa Sameis in one grave. Halacha Alf. If someone was digging in the field, he finds many dead bodies in one pit. One on top of the other. One on the side of the other. Where he found murdered people. Where he found a dead person sitting. His head between his knees. He does not have to be concerned that maybe this area was a cemetery, because Jews are not buried like that. He takes the dead that he finds. He takes all the moist soil that's beneath it. And he digs into the virgin soil an area of 3 finger breadths. And he takes it all out. And the rest of the field has a presumption of being pure. Like it was before he found it. And this earth, together with the 3 finger breadths that he digs into the virgin soil, this is what's called tevusa sameis, which is this amount of the earth around the dead person that has to be treated as the dead person himself and taken out. Halacha beis, regarding doubts that come up to a what's called a shchunas kvaris, which is an area of like a cemetery. Sadu shenergu baharugim. If there's a field where murdered people were found. So he gathers all the bones that are there, and it's considered pure. So if someone clears out a grave from his field, he gathers all the bones, one bone at a time, and that makes it pure. So if there's a pit that they threw in there stillborns or murdered people inside of there, they gather all the bones, bone at a time, and then it's going to be tar. Halacha Gimel. Let's say he was digging and he found a dead lying, Kadesh Kerven Mason, the way a dead person is normally buried. So he could take out that corpse with the Tvusa, which we explain in Halacha Alpha that is, which is all the earth around it. So he finds 2 bodies. He takes each one of them with that soil around them. And the rest of the field is tar. But if you already find 3 bodies, that each one is laying the way people are normally buried. Now, if you have between each one of these corpses an area of 4 to 8 amas, which is the area of how much the coffin needs with those who are burying it, so therefore there's that gap between them. So since there's already 3 corpses found over here, one has to be concerned that maybe this is a whole cemetery. And therefore, you have to check from the last one in that direction, 20 amas. That's the area of like 2 caves with the courtyard between them. Meaning the cemeteries that they used to make were that in the center, there was a courtyard 6 by 6 amas. And there was 2 caves of 6 by 4 on the 2 sides. And in the walls of these were carved out like holes, like catacombs, like inside those walls. So it comes out the total is 18 amas, which, although we're saying 20 amas, because they add on 2 amas because of a concern that maybe one of the caves was at a diagonal, which you have to add on more in that area. So therefore, you have to check 20 amas in that direction. Now, if you checked 20 amas in the distance and you have not found another dead person, so those 20 amas which were checked are going to be considered as tar. Although it's near this area of a neighborhood of graves because we found 3 dead people. Let's say there was a dead person found 20 amas away, within 20 amas. You have to check from that another 20 amas. Because there is indicating factors over there that there might be a whole cemetery over here. Now, but if one of these corpses that are found, whether in the beginning or the end, is a harik, someone who is murdered, a yeshiv or sitting, a mushkiv shleikadarka, or he's laying in not the normal way, that his head is between his thighs, then you don't have to check anymore for the 20 amas. Because you could just take them and they're tvusa with them. Because the presumption is that they're Gentiles, because Jews are not buried like that. We don't have to be concerned that there's a Jewish cemetery here, which is where this halacha is coming from. Halacha Dalad, as we said, Hagoyim Elam Tumas Kvaris. Gentiles don't have this tumah of a grave. Why? Since they do not contaminate, as we explained in Parak Alpha Halacha Gimel, they don't have tumas oil. So how So whoever touches their graves, tar is tar. Until he touches the actual tuma or carries it, which is mago or masa. But oil doesn't have, and therefore it doesn't have the halach of graves. And therefore, as we said, if we know that these corpses are from Gentiles, we don't have this whole halach. Halacha hey, mace shachaser aver. If there's a corpse that's found missing a limb, sheminotl menachai yomas, that if such a limb was missing from a living person, the person would die. So inli tfusa does not have this halach of tfusa, which is the area around them of the earth. Neither do they contribute to this halach of, oh, that we see that there's a cemetery, a group of graves over here. It's only by a full dead person. Now, if let's say there is dead bodies found out in the open on the surface of a field, they're also inlam shchunas kvaras of tfusa. They also don't have this halacha of being presuming it that it's a cemetery, and neither that you have to take the tfusa, the earth around it. El malakar etzem, vakol tarah, they just gather the bones, as we said in halacha beis, and everything's going to be tar. Now, moreover, vanikba shalei b'shus, if someone's buried without permission in this area, so yeshlei tfusa, he has tfusa, because ultimately it is from a dead person, but inlam shchunas kvaras does not make it into an area of a cemetery because there, he had no permission to be buried over there. Whether someone finds three dead bodies in the normal way initially, or he finds three hollows, a kuch or a hollow in the kia and a cleft, a grave which is dug into ground, in contrast to a kuch, which is like a catacomb, which is dug into the wall of the cave, uma'ara, and a crypt, which you find the dead person in the cave itself. Basically, there's three. The three could be the dead, three catacombs, or three different types of places where the dead are put. Either way, that's the number three. So that's going to give us this neighborhood of graves, which we said that then you have to check another 20 amas to be concerned that there's more bodies here. Now, let's say two bodies were found. The Echon HaYadua, and one was known beforehand. Yeshlam Tivusa. So they have Tivusa, because it's ultimately dead bodies. They don't have the neighborhood of the cemetery. Because although you found two, and there's a third one, but that third one was known, and a known grave does not make it into a shchuna. It has to be three that you found. We only said this halacha when you find three. Who should talk about that's this halacha of shchunas kvaras. We say, oh, we find three. We don't know how many more there are. But if we knew one before and that doesn't have the halacha, that's only when we find, then you have to go check 20 amas in the other direction. Another Rambam continues regarding how is this inspection done. So, how do we inspect these 20 amas that we spoke about? So, Chayfer, he digs at Shemagil a sela until he reaches a rock, or lepsula, or to virgin soil. That's part of the ground that's evident that has never been tilled, never been worked. Now, Hemek afilamea amo. Now, but let's say he's digging, even 100 amas, and he finds earthenware. It's still like initially, you have to keep on digging until you reach virgin soil. Let's say they reach to water. That's the same thing like virgin soil, which obviously there is no body buried over there. Halacha Zayin. You don't have to dig one furrow from the beginning of the 20 hours till the end. Rather, what you do is you dig an area of an amma by an amma, then you leave an amma empty. Then again, you dig an amma by an amma, and then you leave an amma empty. Until you get to the end of 20 amas, because you don't have between a grave less than the area of an amma, and therefore, if there would be a grave, you would see it even if you leave one amma unchecked. Halacha ches, hayibaydik. If let's say he's checking, v'gi b'toicha esrim, and he within the 20 amas that he's checking, he reaches to a lenahar, to a river, or a lishlulis, or to a canal that brings the water from the river to the gardens, to the orchards for watering it, or to a public path. So Yavsik, he could stop over there, and he doesn't have to check further. Because obviously that's the end of the cemetery, because they wouldn't continue into such areas. whoever's clearing out this earth that's being checked. So tar, the person is considered pure, until only if they ultimately do find a body, a source of tumah there in the place where they're digging. But before they find anything to that effect, you could eat truma, which is forbidden if it would be tummy. Now, but if let's say someone is clearing out a pile of rubble where it fell on a person, so then he cannot eat from truma. Because they know that there's dead people there beneath the pile of rubble. They just don't know where the area is. And therefore, we have to suspect that the person did hover over the dead person and therefore not eat from truma. Halacha Yud continues regarding if there's a doubt, where's the area of the dead person is. So Gal Tame, let's say there's a pile of rubble that is Tame. Well, we know that there's Tame in the pile. Shenisar b'shnei Gal Tame, they got mixed with two other piles that are Tar. It has no dead person inside of it. Badik echad mehem umitzai Tar. Let's say, so they checked, they went through one pile, they found that that's Tar, there's nothing Tame over here. So who tar? So we know that one's tar. But shnayim tumim, we have to treat the other two as tummy because of the doubt. But the shnayim v'nimtzu tar. Let's say they checked two of the piles and they found them to be tar. Same tar, mashleish b'cheskes tummy. So those two are tar, and the third one is presumed to be the one that has tumah. But the shlash tumim matzah tar. But let's say they checked all three piles and they found them all to be tar. So actually, kulam b'cheskes tummy. Actually, all of them is presumed not to be tummy because obviously it's verified that they didn't check well enough because the tumah is one of these piles. Until they check all three, until they actually come down to where there's a rock, to virgin soil, and still they didn't find, then the Yishlashim term, then all three are going to be considered as tar, where then we suspend it and say that maybe like a raven ate up the source of the tumah. Halachi Yidalf. Regarding a pit that they throw stillborns into, Hamalalav tummy dintar. Whoever leans over that pit is tummy from biblical law. Now, although that there's moles, weasels, and hyenas that are frequent over there, which they go and they grab away the fetuses and they eat them, ain't suffic might have devat, but still the doubt does not remove from the definite because there is a presumption of tum over here, which they put in the dead fetus over there, which is matame. The doubt that maybe the wild animals took them away will not remove from that chazaka, and therefore the person will be tum if they're leaning over. But let's say the woman miscarried a stillborn. But we don't know if even what she miscarried was something that would contaminate or would it not. Because if it doesn't have the form of a human, it would not have that tumah. So since also the weasels and the hyenas are frequent over there, in this situation the doubt will be considered as tar because there's two doubts to permit it. One, maybe it was not a fetus that would be matam. And then, yeah, maybe the bardless and the cholder took it away, and that situation, the one who leaned over would be considered as tar. Halachit Beis, regarding this idea that we say of the suffix being treated as tummy, the Rambam tells that this is all from rabbinic institution. Davi Yadua, it's well known, Shekol Elu Ad Tumas, that all these Tumas, Ukayitzim, and things like that, Shehimishim suffix, which they're because of a situation of doubt, Harein Shal Devreim. That's from rabbinic law. Because biblically, the tumah is only when someone comes tummy from a definite tumah. But all the doubts, whether regarding tumah, whether regarding forbidden foods, whether regarding forbidden relationships, with Shabbos, related to Shabbos, that's only from rabbinic law. Even so, something that one would be liable if he does deliberately, punishment of karas, sveika asa min hatayra, the doubt, if it's forbidden, is biblically forbidden, because whoever does commit such a thing, where he's not sure if it was forbidden, is liable for an ashim tali. So obviously that we see that the prohibition of it is biblical. Like we explain the laws of forbidden relationships and in many places.